Need the perfect commercial created for local or national radio? Then look no further than FantasticVoiceovers.com. That's FantasticVoiceovers.com.
From his Central Texas Command Center, deep behind enemy lines, the information war continues. It's Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
I was really brainstorming today. Kind of got a little bit overdriven here. I've done an overall decent job, I think, covering a lot of news. I've covered a ton of news, but I haven't gone that in-depth on a bunch of it. So what I'm going to attempt to do here is not take any calls today because I want to cover all of this information. Then tomorrow on the weekday broadcast, I will. There's a lot of other breaking news I haven't gotten to yet. Even more coming in as we speak. I'll get to all of it when we come back after the break. All the news I haven't covered, the new breaking news. I've covered half the stack so far. Then I'm going to go back into the stack if I have time and drill into a few of the top stories that I just grazed. We're going to hit what's happening in Nepal with the massive earthquake that killed 2,400. We're going to look at the South American huge volcano going off because undoubtedly tectonic and volcanic activity is increasing around the Ring of Fire. And in places like Yellowstone as well. And then we're going to look at the economic news that I mentioned earlier. Why is J.P. Morgan accumulating the biggest stockpile of physical silver in history? And then this story. You know, I don't really know if this story is true because there's so many other studies that conflict with it. But why women should check a man's finger size? This out of AARP News. And it says that if you're index finger is close the same length as your, and I've always heard this, to your ring finger, that you're going to be more aggressive and basically a bad person because you have higher testosterone. Well, I'm very combative to tyrants and thugs and bullies, and my index is a lot shorter than my ring finger. According to these indexes, I should just be the biggest sweetie pie in the world. But that doesn't really make sense when you study deeper psychology. A lot of times, really aggressive, dominant men are nice to women, but dominant to men. I just think it's an oversimplification. If I have time, I'm going to break that down coming up today. Plus, I had my blood tested just 6 months ago. I'm 40 years old then. I'm 41 now, and I had good testosterone or high for my age. The problem was it's breaking down into estrogen. So that's a bit toxic. And who doesn't have high cortisols when you're like this? Let's go to part of John Bowne's report. It's very, very important. Here it is.
What I'm not going to do is just wait. I think it's fair to say that I've shown a lot of patience, tried to work on a bipartisan basis as much as possible, and I'm going to keep on doing so. But in the meantime, let's figure out what we can do lawfully through executive action.
Obama's executive amnesty 2015. Texas Congressman Lamar Smith dubbed it the worst prison break in history. 2 years ago, ICE officials released into the United States more than 36,000 illegals with 88,000 convictions under their belt. 200 convictions of homicide, 400 sexual assault convictions, and around 16,000 drunk or drugged driving convictions. Thanks to FOIA requests by Judicial Watch, we know that the Department of Homeland Security told 166,000 more convicted illegals to deport themselves. Of course, none of them left. And now we have a grand total of 195,900 convicted illegals wandering around the United States, all thanks to President Obama.
And they don't show up for court.
Just last week, an illegal raped his girlfriend's 10-year-old daughter in Louisiana. Another illegal raped a 10-year-old Alabama girl. In 2014, there were 418 child rapes by illegal aliens in 1 month alone in North Carolina. The ACLU recently demanded that religious groups provide abortions for the upwards of 80% of women raped and impregnated.
That's right, they turn it around.
Obama's promise of amnesty. The federal government has wasted $41 million taxpayer dollars deporting and importing illegals on half-full charter planes. at $8,149 per flight hour on average, whether the flights are full or not. According to U.S. Census figures, illegals will account for 51 million of the U.S. population in just 8 years.
All right. A full report, biggest prison break.
By now, you may have heard a bit about bitcoins. But did you know bitcoins are now over an $8.5 billion market? And did you know that over 65,000 businesses now accept bitcoins? Listen, if you're already earning bitcoins or trying to make money in the bitcoin market, you've got to know BidBit.co. Why? Because BidBit.co is where you can easily receive bitcoin by selling and auctioning off your own personal items or promote business products and services for bitcoin. You heard right. Whether personal or business, you can now buy, sell, and auction your product and services quickly, easily, and securely for Bitcoin at BidBit.co, the first and only marketplace website to offer BidBit Escrow, a proprietary technology which gives buyers and sellers security and peace of mind because all transactions are protected. Start today. It's free to join, free to post, free to auction, and free to bid at BidBit.co. Buy, sell, bid, or auction everything Bitcoin. That's www.bidbit.co. CO, BidBit.co.
We are on the march. The Empire is on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Monday through Friday from 11 a.m. to 2 p.m. Central. We're here live. Back Sundays, you're listening to it. 4 to 6 p.m. Central. I'm your host, Alex Jones. Former Congressman Ron Paul has come out and said Obama literally assassinated Americans in airstrikes. And they go, oh, but they are Al-Qaeda. No, what they are in most cases is double agent patsies that are being retired. We're going to break that down. But before I go any further, I want to talk about the tragic earthquake that struck Nepal yesterday. The hospitals have been swamped as quake toll passes 2,400, and you better believe that number is only going to go up. Overwhelmed doctors moved hundreds of patients out into the streets of Nepal's capital Sunday when aftershocks rattled hospitals and buildings already damaged by earthquake that killed more than 2,400 people and devastated the major valley region. Kathmandu. And again, scientists claim the Earth is billions of years old. I'm not debating that. The point is that more and more mainline scientists are coming out and saying the Earth gets hit by large meteorites, asteroids. It has big earthquakes, large tectonic events, much more often than previous thought. And that certainly is what's going on. That's why so many previous civilizations have been just wiped off the face of the Earth. There's so many legends in the cultural narrative about things like Atlantis. Chilean volcano ash could reach Brazil. Some flights canceled. And they're talking about evacuating major cities. The good news is, ABC reports, volcano still active, but Chile no longer fears major blast. Chilean officials downgrade chance for major eruption of volcano. Residents began cleanup. The point here is that I've said this hundreds of times. Honeybees kill 200-something people a year. Wasps a couple hundred a year. Black widows a couple hundred a year. Rattlesnakes close to 1,000 a year. Water moccasins over 1,000 a year. Deer jumping out in front of your car over 300 a year. The World Almanac has it every year. We do stories on it. But you would think that terrorism is just give up your rights, give up your freedom. We've got a spy on you to keep you safe from Al-Qaeda. When the border's wide open and the government funds Al-Qaeda and changes their name to ISIS, and then we fight them for 15 years, spend trillions of dollars, kill tens of thousands of Americans, over a million Iraqis, and now Al-Qaeda's back, bigger than ever, rebranded. So anybody that says give up liberty for security, you give up liberty, you get tyranny. The greatest insecurity is not having checks and balances and having a giant government because special interests can and always will take it over. I mean, who knows what could happen with an asteroid? Who knows what could happen with all the bizarre scientific experiments that are going on? And just one day, blip, it's all over. They admit the Japanese and others have created black holes decades ago, little mini black holes. And just like in cartoons and movies where black hole gets unstable and starts getting some other particles, that makes its mass increase, and it goes from being so tiny they can't even pick it up with cameras. It's microscopic, an electron microscope has to pick it up, to then sucking in everything around it, and then now you've got a serious problem on your hands. But the globalists are just obsessed with dominating fellow humans, and why is that? Because if you're dreaming, if you're inventing, if you're involved, if your celebrities are scientists and authors and people that stand up against tyranny and people that believe in humanity, people that believe in Renaissance, then the elite and the corporations can't control everything. They want to be the ones that make the decisions. They want to live while we sleep. They want to control the paradigm while we live in a proto-matrix false reality that's being constructed. A pre-matrix, in their own words. This false reality we're being inserted into from birth. Got an article here where one-third of babies are being fully raised by smartphones, by computers, before they can walk or talk. They know how to operate these machines that are lowering their IQs, rewiring their brains. Just search the term, doctors warn of iPhone time or tablet time or screen time, and they've got the brain scans a decade in. Brain damaged. Reactive. The new nanny, over a third of babies now use smartphones before they walk or talk. Washington Times. You can type in, doctors and scientists warn of screen time in children. It's programming them to be machines, not empowering the human. And I'm not against technology. I'm against the way it's deployed, just like all these big technocrats end up being public and saying, I don't allow TV in my house. I don't allow my kids to be on an iPhone. Remember? Steve Jobs said that before he died. They said, what do you kids do on their iPads or iPhones? He said, I don't allow them to have them. I don't allow them to even be around them. Let me tell you give your kids one of those computers on a road trip, which I've done or whatever, man, they freak out. They beg. They're obsessed. They get this weird look in their eye. I've learned to take them away from them. In fact, I made the decision, even though I know all this, to fully take them away because we all rationalize. Oh, let them watch a movie on a road trip. They're not just going to do that. This is a two-way mirror, a two-way crystal ball directly to Sauron and Mordor. Saruman says to Gandalf, Gandalf says, you can't be using this crystal ball, this Palantir, that's what the NSA calls one of the surveillance systems, because it's two-way. Sauron can see back through the other way, and he goes, why should we be afraid to use it? There's always that argument. Oh, come on, Alex. Sure, they can watch you over an iPhone or over your smart ribbon. What are they going to do with it? Well, they're going to make you be driven by the computer and then tax you by the mile. They're going to make you control the temperature in your house. They're going to double charge you for your water and smart meter it, and then they'll know when you're watering when you're not supposed to. That's already happening in California. This is a perfect tool for total control. And it's not like we have angels running this grid. Angels don't play this hard. To quote Dr. Nick Begich. Now, let's shift gears into something really interesting. Now, I've known this for a long time. Not because I'm a rocket scientist, but I studied in the teens and the 20s of the last century, the 20th century, people like Colonel Sanders. He learned and ended up going because the Japanese hadn't cared to patent it. He went with corporations. This has been in mainline news. You know, and got monosodium glutamate and the proprietary way he mass-produced it with the chemical companies. It's made out of petrochemicals. He found a way to basically push and market MSG, an excitotoxin, eats your brain, very addictive, makes you want to eat more later. The Japanese in World War I couldn't get their military to eat crappy canned horse meat. So they started putting MSG in it. They eat it like it was pumpkin pie. And it's an excitotoxin, like Dr. Blaylock, top brain surgeon, has been on many times and others, and have broken this down. He's written major white papers, but there are literally thousands of white papers by others going back to the 20s about how toxins are addictive. The main treatment for syphilis, if you go back to England 200 years ago, right through to actually about 100 years ago, by the 1920s or so, they'd phase it out. They would give you arsenic, an extremely dangerous poison, to then kill the syphilis or control its spread. It would also kill your cells. The problem was it was so addictive and acted as an amphetamine that people became what they knew as arsenic heads. Has a methamphetamine type effect. Until you completely go insane. So it's damn if you don't. That's why they have hundreds of chemicals based on petrochemicals that they call flavorings or additives that are grandfathered in to be secret proprietary copyright material, like additives of cigarettes, that are addictive. And so now they found in a major study, and I'd already said this years ago, that because I just know we're like any other animal when it comes to our physiology. We know this in rat studies, but also insect studies. At low levels, after they've first been exposed, the bees get high off of it. The brain metabolizes it, learns how to use it to survive, and then your body becomes dependent on the poison, like alcohol or anything else. Science Daily. The bees want poison. The problem is they finally later drop dead. They've got whole hives that are basically lethargic and bombed out of their brains. Then the winter comes, they gorge on the honey to live, and the whole hive dies. And that's why you go in the spring and your hives are all dead, because they were okay when they were during the summer. But then they eat the concentrated honey, and it's full of pesticide, kills them deader than a hammer.
Hi, John Huebner from Midas Resources. Are you tired of watching your hard-earned assets dwindle away? As government spending is out of hand and the Federal Reserve is creating in excess of $20 billion a week, are you tired of stockbrokers gambling away your hard-earned money? Is this market a setup for a crash greater than 1987? Too many of today's policies resemble those that led to the collapse of 1929. This is John Huebner, and that was me in 2007. And we all know what happened when the subprime credit bubble burst. By March 2009, the dollar lost 50% of its value. The entire U.S. banking system was on the verge of collapsing. Like all financial problems of the past, is history about to repeat itself? Call me, John Huebner, at 1-800-686-2237, extension 129, before it's too late to protect yourself. Will the oncoming catastrophe take all private IRAs, 401ks with it? There is a way to protect your hard-earned assets. Call me, John Huebner, at 1-800-686-2237, extension 129.
Dr. Wallach has been warning us for decades to take control of our health care and our food supply. Go Foods and Dr. Wallach's Youngevity have partnered to help you be prepared. Members of Youngevity can now buy Go Foods directly from their personal store. If not yet a member, call 800-648-9753 or on the web at www.storefoodnow.com to get special member pricing. That's 800-648-9753 or www.storefoodnow.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
It's time to build your own emergency food stockpile with the industry leader, My Patriot Supply. Once you try them, you'll know why so many Americans like you have made them part of their emergency preparedness plan. Experience the My Patriot Supply difference today with this unbelievable offer. Right now, a 4-week food supply is only $99, and that includes free shipping. That's 50% off the online price. Call 800-274-3070 to claim yours. Limit 2 per caller while supplies last. This offer isn't available online, so you want to make sure and grab this opportunity to get prepared today. 800-274-3070 to get your 4-week food supply for the incredible price of only $99, and it'll be shipped to you completely free. Call 800-274-3070 right now. That's 800-274-3070 to claim yours while supplies last. Don't wait. Call today.
Normal blood pressure, naturally. How would that make you feel?
I'm Don from New Mexico. January of 2000, I had a heart attack. Then my real health began going downhill, and I had high blood pressure, high blood sugar, poor vision, and I really wasn't sleeping well. I was a mess, pretty much.
Don reports dramatic improvements with Heart and Body Extract.
I started taking Heart and Body Extract, and from within a few days, I started sleeping a lot better. My blood pressure normalized, my blood sugar normalized, and my sleep really did improve.
Experience these benefits and more when your body gets what it needs with the assistance of Heart and Body Extract. Order at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305. That's hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305.
And folks, I did not expect this at all. By the 7th, 8th, and 9th day, I saw dramatic improvements from taking Heart and Body Extract.
Details at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract.
Independently leading the way for the nation. Compelling talk for every political persuasion. We are GCN.
Times normal radiation found in Tokyo playground.
Through the lies and disinformation.
Zero Hedge.
It's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
Radio, 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 radio.
We're going to break that down in a moment. Mercola reported on this decades ago. So did Dr. Blaylock, another medical doctor. But if you just search the term, aspartame makes you fat or diet drinks make you fat, they kind of confuse the issue just saying diet drinks. There's NBC News. How can diet sodas make you fat? Study may explain it. So we talk about this 20 years ago on air and get laughed at with the studies. Now it's mainstream news that diet sodas make you fat. That is aspartame-based ones, NutraSweet. Equal. Do you even know what it is if you're a new listener? It is what alcohol in a molecular structure that it's bound. But above 87 degrees for about 10 minutes, it dissolves into what alcohol? Now, I'm no rocket scientist, but mama said don't drink that. It'll make you go blind. But here's the deal. It's addictive as Hades. Just like other poisons, are bees hooked on nectar containing pesticides? Newcastle University, Science Daily. Bees are attracted to nectar containing common pesticides. Scientists discovered this could increase their chances of exposure to high levels of pesticides. Yep, just like birds will eat China berries when they're ripe, which have alcohol in them. They'll get so drunk they fall off the tree. I actually saw that when I was a kid. My dad said, look at that blue jay. It's drunk. It's eating China berries. And he goes, he might fall off. Sure enough, that bird fell off, got on the ground, flopped around. We went out in the backyard. My dad said, look, the blue jay hopped off into a bush, drunker than a skunk. Bees, the answers have TSA there to give them a DWI while flying while drunk. Bees have shown a preference for food which contain pesticides. Nano, how do you pronounce that? Neonicotinoids target the same mechanisms in the bee brain that are affected by nicotine in the human brain. Oh, you know how the mafia used to kill you? They'd wear a leather glove, but plastic glove under it, rubber glove under it. There's like mainline books written on this. And they'd walk over and just throw it on your shirt, a few drops, in a street. It'd go through, and a few drops of pure nicotine, heart attack within 5 minutes. I mean, just devastate. Your heart will explode. Same deal. See, nicotine is an excitotoxin as well. Bees have shown a preference for food which contain pesticides. They target the same mechanism in the bee brain that affected by nicotine in the human brain. Bees are attracted to nectar-containing common pesticides. Scientists at Newcastle University, Trinity College, Dublin discovered this could increase their chance of exposure to high levels of pesticides. They seek them out, just like you or I might seek out a liquor store. Previous studies have suggested the exposure of this kind can affect bee fitness. The research published. Well, what we know is their numbers are down about 80% in the U.S., about 40% in Europe, and about 60-70% as well in England. Just look it up. They're dying. I remember 15, 16 years ago covering that. I was a kook. It wasn't happening. Now, everybody knows the bees are dying. Again, I'm not here bragging. I don't want people to say, gee, they warned the Hadron Collider could blow up half the planet. It actually happens. Because then we won't be here talking about it later. That's what I mean. The elite are crazy. It's like some psychic deep space virus by aliens was sent here to make us kill each other. And I'm not saying that's actually happening. I'm just saying that could be a hypothesis to get people thinking. Imagine a science fiction movie where they send in a psychological warfare virus of a high-tech system that infects biological organisms to then build psychosystems that kill each other. But for over 100 years, they've known toxins in the food, make it addictive, and so it was all branding. And it goes back more than 100 years. Dr. Pepper, the oldest soft drink in the United States, almost my grandfather's grandfather, up in Temple, he was an advertising guy. He owned the Temple newspaper and a couple others. And William Gresham. And he would go into the drugstore. And they had syrups of cocaine, you name it, whatever you want. I mean, you want to get picked up, they got it. And he had a drink he liked that he called the Dr. Pepper. And that's he never owned that once it got picked up and made. It got real popular all around town because of the ingredients in it. He wasn't the only one that liked it. They asked him, they said, Mr. Gresham, what do you think we ought to name this? He goes, you know, he's like a doctor and it peps you up. Dr. Pepper. He really felt like going out and selling advertising for his newspaper after he had one at 10, 2, and 12, or whatever it is. It's the same thing. They've known forever, and they're and listen, I'm not telling anyone, I promise you, every time I say this to an audience of millions, we get emails and comments that I'm a liar. I'm not even going to prove what I'm about to say. I'm just going to say because it's true. Kind of like the Atlantic Ocean exists off the coast of New York or New Jersey or Georgia or Florida. It just does. Not going to prove it. It's known. That they are putting poisons in the food so you get addicted to their brand of so-called Frankenfood. It's not the fat killing you. It's not the it's the GMO. It's the chemicals. And that's the problem with Michelle Obama. Number one, you don't have the government at the central level telling you what to eat. Then she never says don't eat GMO, don't eat aspartame, don't eat any of this, it's all just don't eat a lot of calories. Just pure bull. So that's how they control the crises and then give you solutions that make it worse. Now, speaking of that, that ties into this story from Zero Hedge. 2,000 times normal radiation found in Tokyo playground. Officials deny any link to Fukushima. Discovery that soil below a slide was contaminated, fans fears for children. That's because they're just hauling off dirt miles away where fuel rods and stuff got blasted. It's getting mixed in to everything else in the country. When a specially designed robot dies in 3 hours of being exposed to Fukushima's radiation 2 weeks ago, it's clear something's not quite as propagandized in Japan. And today, the SCMP reports extremely high levels of radiation have been discovered in children's playground in Tokyo, while 2 hours of exposure to a child would be the equivalent to a maximum dose allowable in a year. Japanese officials say they do not think it's connected to the disaster at Fukushima. Kind of like if I hit you in the head with a ball-peen hammer, it's not connected to my arm. We are not sure whether this is supposed to reassure or terrorize locals. Well, that's like when this all happened 4 years ago, they caught tuna off the coast of the U.S. with high levels, and it was found in the milk and everywhere else because it bioaccumulates in the plants, and they just had the EPA come out and say, we're just going to raise the levels and say it's safe. They don't care anymore. Used to, they'd at least care. They'd upkeep the reactors. 90%+ of reactors worldwide are leaking. They just don't care anymore. What's going on? Whether it's hypothetical demons or space aliens doing this or us, it's happening. It's happening. It's going on. It's insane. It's crazy. It's nuts. It's wild. And meanwhile, we have a new life form, artificially intelligent computers. You say, well, they're not really artificially intelligent. Well, they're autonomous. They've had autonomous drones for a decade. They declassified it last year out of England that they have them, of course. The Tyrannus drone. The tyranny drone. Yes, they actually give them names like that. Let's just talk about flaunting it. And the general public is just in a trance. We're going to come back and hammer all the rest of the news. Stay with us.
I want more candy. I want more video games. Why am I lying?
And it's that type of behavior that spurred me to do the research to develop a true nutraceutical formula that was designed to smooth out and help children focus. All of our children are hit with modern mind control. Television, music, fast food, GMOs, sugars, you name it. Young humans have not yet developed their nervous system and are being hammered daily by globalist concoctions. It's no wonder they can't focus and calm down and then are put on dangerous psychotropic drugs. Working with my team, we set out to find the best formula with the highest quality ingredients that children would actually like and take. We worked with the leading manufacturer in nutritional supplements that are safe for children to bring you the most affordable and powerful calming formula out there. Introducing Child Ease with herbs and calming extracts like chamomile and lemon balm and essential nutrients that taste great. Obtain your Child Ease today at InfoWarsLife.com. That's Child Ease exclusively at InfoWarsLife.com.
It's time to build your own emergency food stockpile with the industry leader, My Patriot Supply. Once you try them, you'll know why so many Americans like you have made them part of their emergency preparedness plan. Experience the My Patriot Supply difference today with this unbelievable offer. Right now, a 4-week food supply is only $99, and that includes free shipping. That's 50% off the online price. Call 800-274-3070 to claim yours. Limit 2 per caller while supplies last. This offer isn't available online, so you want to make sure and grab this opportunity to get prepared today. 800-274-3070 to get your 4-week food supply for the incredible price of only $99, and it'll be shipped to you completely free. Call 800-274-3070 right now. That's 800-274-3070 to claim yours while supplies last. Don't wait. Call today.
If you constantly feel run down and tired, your pH level might be low and your body could be full of toxins. If what you drink is not at a pH level of 8 or higher, you are inviting bacteria and acid to thrive in your body. But there is something you can do. Simply add 10 drops of AlkaVision plasma pH drops to your water to help your body rid itself of acidic waste, increase oxygen, and raise your pH balance to optimum levels. AlkaVision plasma pH drops combine a unique formula of the most alkaline minerals in the world, alkalizing the water you drink, ridding your body of acidic waste and toxins, and helping you regain energy and vibrant health. And studies show viruses, bacteria, and toxins cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision plasma pH drops at AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Or call 269-409-1776. 269-409-1776. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com today.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $35,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet for $35,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
Not just an alternative to the mainstream media. We're the premier independent talk radio network. We are GCN.
We now take you live to the Central Texas Command Center in the heart of the resistance. Rallying patriots worldwide. You're listening to The Alex Jones Show.
In the 17th, 18th, 19th, and 20th century, powerful combines, global corporate systems and empires struggled for planetary domination. Systems of scientific control were developed to contend with the different powers. By the first years of the 20th century, the robber baron elite, who had already consolidated power, began a mop-up operation against the individual itself. To carry out that plan, they turned the most dark forces ever known on the globe. They turned towards using scientific systems to dismantle common sense and the human species and psychological spiritual propulsion system itself. Now, in the 21st century, a struggling, desperate humanity begins to wrest itself from the clutches of the vampire globalist. You are a soldier on the front lines of that fight. You have a free, sentient soul. You have free will. Choose wisely. Choose wisely, because the great battle for humanity is now upon us. Choose whether you wish to be conscious or submit to the technocracy. We are broadcasting worldwide. Thank you so much, my friends, for being here with us today. I usually take calls almost always on the Sunday broadcast, but today I've decided to just try to cover most of what's in my stack. I've covered probably 70, 80 articles so far, and now I've got another 30 or so I want to hit. Again, tomorrow on the weekday transmission, I will be taking your phone calls. We have a lot of very informative guests coming up this week, 11 a.m. to 2 p.m. Central, 12 noon to 3 p.m. Eastern. That's 9 a.m. to noon Pacific. That's 10 to 1 a.m. if you are Montana time, Mountain time, or what we call Tony Montana time. We're always on Tony Montana time here. No women, no kids. You'll think I'm a worm. You'll think I'm like you. Never. That's why he's such a good hero character, because he's so bad and worldly. But at the end of the day, he's only in the system he grew up in. And in the end, he chooses not to sell out humanity and not to kill innocent children and women. And that's why he's the hero. Because the hero isn't the fake person who's never been in the arena. The hero is the person that goes through life, but in the end makes the final decision, whose soul is pointed like a ship to the North Star, to God. And that's where I hope you're going to be. That's where I hope I'm going to be. Because I'm an upright person. Doesn't mean I'm perfect. Doesn't mean I'm on a high horse. The opposite. I am an upright person, meaning I know good from evil. I want to be good. I want to be free. I want you to be free. I've got good will towards you. The enemy has enmity and bad will. They enjoy seeing your failure. They enjoy seeing you stumble and fall. I never want to be with those people. And they come from every race, color, creed, and religion on this planet, and they're a scourge. They're weak. But they have the understanding and the knowledge of how humans operate, and they use that to sabotage us, just like they were to species from a different star. And I use that allegory every day now, because it's the only way to get people to cut and dry understand. The parasites that use anthropology, sociology, and psychology to enslave instead of to empower. Those that want to keep us in a childlike mode of believing the magician is real when he's only engaged in sleight of hand. They want to keep you in a dumb level so they can control you. And I stand against that. Put it on my tombstone. I'm for free will. I believe in humanity. And I'm desperately trying to make sure that everything our ancestors did through the incredible struggles they went through isn't done in vain, so a bunch of globalists that think they're invincible blow the planet up in a thermal nuclear war or some GMO blight Armageddon. By the way, you see the film Interstellar where there's a global blight of fungus? They're actually worried about GMO fungus getting out that'll actually do that. And eat the oxygen and fill the atmosphere. And guess what? You can look this up. I remember it was in the San Francisco Chronicle about 14 years ago, 15 years ago. But then I looked into the actual reports, and I need to do a breakdown on that. And they talked about bioweapon funguses to fill the atmosphere and kill everything. What type of governments work on such things? Planet bombs? Why would you have a planet bomb? It kills everybody. You don't want a weaponized fungus that eats everything. People are like, man, this guy's really nuts, or man, this guy's really a hero. I'm no hero. I don't want to die. I don't want my seed to die. It's a great line in it's a novel, a fiction novel, but it's a composite. It's a historical novel. It's the word they use. A lot of it's true. It actually happened. In fact, most of it actually happened. Last of the Mohicans, and you got the corrupt native chasing the other native that's the guide. And they're trying to get away. They don't want to be in the war, period. But he's there and works for the French, I guess. And he says, now I'm going to kill you, and then I'm going to kill your seed. Knowing that it's the last of the Mohicans, two of them. And, man, when you get down to fighting the enemy, you realize that they want to hurt the earth seed. They want to play God. The globalists are demons out of some dimension, out of hell. I don't think it's the way some of the New Agers think it's aliens or something, but it really is demonic. It's an earth-killing virus. They want to butcher the earth, the water, the genetic seed of the planet, the human seed, everything. San Francisco Gate, when the U.S. attacked itself, government tested germs, drugs on unsuspecting citizens. Yeah, that's another one you guys found, but that's what I mean. You can just search anything I say, and you'll find stuff worse than what I just said. I mean, people think I'm exaggerating. It's the opposite. I mean, this is such a freak show. Stuff so over the top. I have to look at this every day, 7 days a week. I've got a six-minute report with documents that came out in international lawsuits with GlaxoSmithKline admitting they know it gives kids autism. They've got former top head of GlaxoSmithKline, of their science divisions, gone public. They have the former head of the vaccine program at the FDA went public last year saying it's all a fraud. And I've got to sit here and try to explain to people that, oh, it's my opinion that vaccines might be dangerous. And then they build straw men. They don't attack what I actually say. They go, Jones doesn't believe in the science of learned immunity through inoculation. No, I know you get the smallpox and then get an immunity if you don't die from it. I know you get a certain flu and then beat it and then get an immunity to it. We never said there wasn't a real science. We said it's the precedent for this crazy government caught in tens of thousands of different secret and declassified tests, many of them lethal, to forcibly put vaccines in your body when they're now, again, everything's a lie. They call them vaccines. There's hundreds of new things out there, gene therapies, added recombinant DNAs, live viruses that destroy brain tissues. I mean, it's Buck Rogers, baby. And everything this elite does is to shutter our consciousness, shutter our compassion, shutter our humanity. I'll talk about Rand Paul. I'm going to go to break, come back with economic news and some really interesting science news. This is The Hill. Rand Paul, tired of GOP retreating on abortion. And again, I've watched the PSYOP. They'll come out and say he's for abortion, then they'll say he wants to ban all abortion, when he's very clear. It's a state issue, but he's pro-life. Partial birth should be banned immediately. He knows he can win that. Win what you can get right now. So then they spin it to conservative audiences on CNN that he's pro-abortion, and the liberal audiences he wants to ban it all. Again, just pure outright lying. Listen, if we can kill 55 million babies and not say they're humans, just as an afterthought, like it's carrying out garbage, we're going to kill old people, we're going to kill veterans, we're going to kill your pension funds. People are like, well, I make more money when we kill old people. No, you don't. You take care of old people, you build an economy around taking care of them. You don't get cheaper food at McDonald's carrying out the trash yourself. You degrade the service where the whole place is dirty, and then they can actuary it and charge you more. You don't get a better price on gas having someone not pump it for you. You lower...
What lies at the heart of InfoWars and everything we do? At the core... is fellow human beings of every race, color, and creed across the United States and the planet that believe in personal liberty. And it's people like you that have promoted the radio broadcast to their friends and family. It's people like you that have bought the high-quality products at InfoWarsStore.com that have made everything we do possible. And that's why I want to salute you. You have helped us build this operation. You don't stand beside us or behind us or even in front of us. You stand at the heart of InfoWars. That's why in the month of April, we're offering some of the biggest specials yet to introduce listeners to these high-quality nutraceuticals at InfoWarsLife.com. 50% off high-quality colloidal silver, Silver Bullet. Buy two X2 Nation Iodines. Get one fluoride shield absolutely free and free shipping. 50% off Silver Bullet. Free shipping. Free bottles of fluoride shield detoxer. Find the specials at InfoWarsLife.com.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MYTV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
Used since before the days of the Roman Empire to support the body's natural systems and enhance overall health. Introducing the new InfoWarsLife.com. Oil of oregano formulation, a highly advanced nutraceutical form of this key herb that has been traditionally used by civilizations for thousands of years to promote health. We have now procured the most high quality and potent forms of oregano oil on the market, sourced from top leading manufacturers to ensure a concentrated level of bioactive ingredients. Extracted directly from the wild herb and sealed in easy-to-use capsules, you will no longer need to endure the burning of liquid oregano on the tongue. Wild-crafted from the Mediterranean oregano species that experts agree is one of the most powerful and most challenging to acquire. This winter season, it's more important than ever to secure this true form of oil of oregano. Now available in our limited first run at InfoWarsLife.com. That's InfoWarsLife.com or call 888-253-3139. Alex Jones here. For the last 2 years, I've been working with top doctors, nutritionists, and chemists to design a nutraceutical formulation that has truly life-changing health benefits. So many other formulations out there contain toxic ingredients, synthetic additives, and even GMOs. Introducing the all-new Ancient Defense Herbal Immunity Blend, crafted with over 14 key ancient herbs and extracts to supercharge and prepare your body for what experts admit is the most dangerous season of the year. We have rejected hundreds of other formulations in our quest to bring you what is simply the most powerful and comprehensive proprietary formula that we have ever created in the realm of herbal immunity. Experience the benefits of combining over 14 ancient herbs and extracts with exciting new advances in nutraceutical science. For a limited time, get 25% off on this introductory offer. Visit InfoWarsLife.com or call 1-888-253-3139. That's InfoWarsLife.com.
A little right, a little left, but always independent-minded. The Genesis Communications Network, GCN.
Big Brother.
Big Brother.
Mainstream
media. Government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. Live from Austin, Texas, broadcasting worldwide, it's Alex Jones.
Well, I've been watching, and I've been waiting. We are the organic response to tyranny. And I know that once we activate the human spirit to the threat that's taking place, we've got the people, we've got the intel, we've got the motivation to turn the tide. We're having so many victories we cover here on air constantly. So the elite are trying to act confident. They're trying to act invincible. They're trying to act like they've got it all in the bag, but they're accelerating their program because they are behind schedule. I want to hit the economic news and some other science news that I mentioned, but before I go any further, this entire transmission is listener supported. When you spread the word, when you support our local sponsors, when you become a local sponsor of our wonderful AM and FM affiliates, when you buy the books, the videos, the Patriot apparel, the pro-gun, Infowars.com, Molon Labe shirts for men and women, at Infowarsstore.com, at Maiden1776.com, you fund the operation, but you also get high-quality clothing and you meet like-minded people. You're a walking billboard for freedom. When you go to InfoWarsLife.com, we're running some of the biggest specials ever. We've never offered a special close to this. The highest quality, 30 parts per million colloidal silver with all of its known amazing uses. I just had a sore throat, banged it out with a bottle of that. Consult your physician first. It's not a game. It's not a joke. It can be toxic in high levels. Check all the facts out at InfoWarsLife.com. You can get 50% off, $14.95, and the leading competitor has the exact same stuff in Whole Foods. We just private label it for $25 to $30. So it's $14.95, usually $20 to $24.95. It's $14.95 right now at InfoWarsLife.com, and you can get free shipping on top of it. You can get two bottles of Silver Bullet. It stores for a long time. You get a free bottle of Fluoride Shield and free shipping. So half off, free shipping, and a free bottle of Fluoride Shield. But Fluoride Shield is about to sell out. So this deal was supposed to go to the end of April. It may end in just 3-4 days at current sales rates. I want to thank you all for your support. But selling stuff at this price, our profits are not as large, so it's hard to fund the operation. So please take advantage of the 10% off on all the high-quality water filtration systems. We have the side-by-side comparisons of the Pro Pure G2 systems and others, leading competitors. But folks can claim they got better filters. I'd sell them if they were better. I have to morally sell from the studies and tests what is the best and then give you the best price. I just have to win-win. I'm 100% about reap what you sow, karma, whatever you call it. And again, it's basic programming. It's not that I don't do bad stuff because I know it'll come back on me. I know that too. It's that I don't do it because I love doing the right thing. I'm a cult member. And I'll go further. I'm in the cult of telling the truth and not being a coward. That's what made civilization, folks, is I will not screw people over. I will not tip the waiter, even if I'm out of town, never see the waiter again. I will not cheat my competitors, even when they're lying about me. It's like I can have stuff that can bring people down. I cannot bring myself to even report it or do it because I'm not a dirty person. I only go after organized globalist command bases. They're the big enemy. They've got to be dealt with. And when you buy our books, our videos, the T-shirts, the shortwave radios, the high-quality non-GMO organic seed vaults at InfoWarsStore.com or InfoWarsLife.com, you are funding our entire operation, so we salute you. By the way, I want to get that guy on. There's a fellow out in California that goes around like Johnny Appleseed, and I talked about this a few years ago. I bet we get him on. He's a listener. I saw it in like the L.A. Times. With a straight face, they're like, good, the police have arrested a man who goes to mediums and dead junkyards on government property, and he plants different plants and then gives them to the community vegetables. That's what I said we should do. There's a video at InfoWarsStore.com from 3 years ago where we launched the InfoWars Seed Center with the widest variety of non-GMO heirloom seeds from fruit trees right down to corn, right down to everything from rutabaga to squash to strawberries. We've got the 8 major companies that are the best out there from Survival Seed Vault to Arc Seeds. They're all there, the lowest price. I've got special agreements with the folks that produce these seeds to give you the lowest price out there at InfoWarsStore.com. And then plant it in your yard. Plant it and give it to friends and family. It's so much one seed, and you grow a pepper plant. And then you've got all that seasoning and flavor. Pepper plants produce so much at my parents' property. They just got 4 acres. Just in one little corner where they grow the pepper plants, they grow tomatoes, so many I can't even eat them all they give me. What's the little green things? A lot of people don't like that grow on like a stalk, and there's a bunch of them. What's the name of those?
Brussels sprouts?
Brussels sprouts. My parents grow Brussels sprouts. It's wonderful. Kids love it. Just go there and then purchase it, and it supports the transmission. InfoWarsLife.com. InfoWarsStore.com or 888-253-3139. Don't end up like the honeybees dying from the pesticides. Now, let me go ahead and hit the economic news because I mentioned that. I'm here ranting out of control now. Where did my article go from Zero Hedge about J.P. Morgan? I just had it in front of me. I may have to actually cover that tomorrow. Can you guys put it on screens? Oh, here it is. Why is J.P. Morgan accumulating the biggest stockpile of physical silver in history? Why is the world, and why in the world, has J.P. Morgan accumulated more than 55 million ounces of physical silver? Well, that's simple. To then naked short it with fractional reserve banking at 10 times that level to be able to drive down the price whenever they want. That's basically what they break down. 55 million of physical silver, 55 million ounces. We'll break this down in more detail tomorrow, but it's really important to understand the larger picture. Before I become a sputtering mess here, though, I need to slow down. I get excited towards the end of the show because I haven't covered half the news yet. What will happen to you when the dollar collapses? An excellent article at InfoWars.com of the International Man. Historically, when a nation's debt exceeds its ability to repay even the interest, it can be assumed that the currency will collapse. And folks, the public is so domesticated, so dumbed down, so unself-sufficient, so entitled. Can you imagine when it all collapses? And the globalists are doing everything they can to engineer a controlled collapse to then bring in global martial law as a planetary stabilization plan with a new global bank, with all the new treaties, and a new digital world currency known as SDR that you'll access with a face scan and a thumbprint. They're going to get rid of cash and credit cards all during this new global depression to bring in their planetary regime. That's not me saying that. The Trilateral Commission said that back in the 1970s. We'll cover this in detail tomorrow on the weekday transmission. Again, most people get bated breath talking about sports. Did you see Green Bay? Did you see that catch? Did you see that? I get excited just realizing that they admit that they know vaccines cause autism and they want it to happen. That gets me angry. I mean, if you walked up and punched one of my kids in the face, I would viciously attack you. I'm no tough guy, but I couldn't control myself. I mean, you would be in deep trouble. I mean, it wouldn't matter how tough you were, you would get hurt, even if you ended up defeating me. I mean, I'm coming after you. I'm not even going to say I'm going to ram my head into you before I even get my elbows into you, before I climb on top of you. That's all you really do in a fight. I don't have to go take jiu-jitsu training. Just jump on top, somebody start slamming their head in the ground if you attack my children. But the globalists are attacking all of us everywhere on a daily basis, economically, physically, spiritually, and we just take it. Stop taking it. Don't go out and physically attack them, but in the info war, jump on top of them, no apologies with the facts, and beat their brains out politically. Get angry, get focused. And finally, they're actually using telescopes for something that might actually be useful. NASA plans to use spy telescopes, which are much better than Hubble, in Dark Energy Mission Report, RT. Project aims to study dark energy, that's most of the universe's energy, thought to be accelerating expansion of our universe in search for exoplanets. Two former spy telescopes are now being used by NASA for the use in new scientific space mission, which could study mysterious dark energy, according to a senior official involved in the space project. Shouldn't we do stuff like this, and then the big companies can still make money and still hire people instead of wars, and like build international space stations and planetary space bases and undersea bases, and the rock stars will be the undersea technicians and the space station technicians, and we'll all cheer as space stations leave the solar system and turn on their major drives on a 40-year mission, and then they'll send transmissions back, and we can watch it all together, and then hope our kids can grow up and be part of a mission if they want to be part of it. That's how you organize humanity. And we honor who's the most honorable, who's the most sacrificing, who has the highest IQ and actually cares about other people and brings out inventions. Not what did some David Beckham do and his tart wife or some guy that calls himself, you know, King James, LeBron James, who's the most narcissistic idiot? You know, that will destroy us. That's why the elite have made them our idols to bring us down. No, my idol is not Ozzy Osbourne. God bless you all. See you tomorrow.
So the news breaks. Hillary Clinton's running for president. My buddy Mark says to me, hey, didn't Hillary support the Brady Bill and the assault weapons ban? And I'm thinking, yeah, 1992 presidential campaign. Oh, my God. A gun grabber in the White House. So at Guns80.com, they've come up with the Hillary Clinton special. They just call it the Hillary. You even get two 30-round magazines for free, and it's only $474.95 for the whole kit. So get your AR-15 kit and tell Hillary, ha-ha, 8442-GUNS80. That's Guns80.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.